Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
Follow along with me. You're a fish in the ocean. You're swimming around in the vast expanse of the specific ocean. But you see in the distance a very big, scary, toothy shark. And that is today's topic of today's video. I mean, of today's podcast. Hello, my name is Ben. Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. I have grease on my lip from eating tempura shrimp. Anyways, today I want to talk about something that I've never really understood at all, because I don't even know why. So, fear of the ocean, what is that called? Like, I know there's like an actual like phobia name for it. What is the fear of the ocean called?
Here's what I found.
Thalassophobia. All my thalassophobians, trigger warning, thalassophobia. I have zero fear of the ocean, okay? Very little things of it scares me. Maybe if I was floating by my dear self on my back in like the middle of the ocean, like some Life of Pi type beat, then I think I'd be a little bit scared, but that'd be like not even just the ocean. That would just be me being completely alone. That'd freak me out. But what's never really clicked in my head is people who just have a fear of like open water and like the fish in it. And I'd like to go over that today. And I'd like to invalidate all of your fear. No, I'm just kidding. I know, like, a lot of people have this very real fear. Now, I'm not going to be really talking about, like, drowning. I know that's, like, whenever I do the episodes where I read your guys' near-death experiences, half of them were, like, I fell in the pool and Mima didn't see me and I drowned. And then Mima had to give me CPR and mouth-to-mouth with her old, crusty Mima 70-year-old lips. So we're not going to talk about that today, but I really want to get into the psychology of why people are scared of the ocean. Okay? So I guess for me, I'm like a very like statistical person, if that makes no sense, but like hear me out. I know how rare it is to be eaten by a shark. Should we bring up the actual numbers? Because I feel like that is like something that will very much help a lot of your guys' fears. I really wish I was like Joe Rogan or someone, or like one of those podcast people where you can just say some dumb stuff and then they'll go Google it for you. It's really just me doing all of the research. So take that with a grain of salt. What do I even start? Shark attack? Statistics. That's whenever you want the real scientific, the real smart stuff, the real Bill Nye the Science Guy stuff. Y'all. So if you want to talk about how dangerous sharks are, in 2020, the year of 2020, 365 days in the world, In the world, there was 129 cases. How many people are on this planet, do you know? That's 7 billion. What is 129 divided by 7 billion? Let's get the math on
it's
that.
It's about 0.00000001842.
So if you're still scared of sharks, I really want you to just touch some grass, or not touch some grass, touch some sand and go swim in the ocean, because it's literally not a, like, it's not a strong fear, unless you're like the girl from Soul Surfer. Like, I'm so sorry, but why are you scared of sharks? Listen, and that 129 is broken down into this. 16 of those aren't confirmed. 6 mean no assignment could be made. I don't know what that means. I'm not a marina biologist. 3 of them were doubtful. Okay, that's kind of mean. Imagine, like, you actually got attacked by a shark and you, like, told the police and they just filed it under doubtful. They're like, you know what? You just say a lot of stuff. That's doubtful. I'd be so mad. Okay, 1 is public aquarium. How did things get that wrong that you had a shark attack in an aquarium? Anyways, 1 is scavenge. I don't know what that means. 6 of them were boat attacks. Okay, like, that's a little bit scary, but, like, I don't know. 39 of them were provoked attacks. Listen, what are you doing provoking a shark? If that happens, like, just get eaten. Just become part of the food chain at that point. 57 unprovoked attacks. So out of those 129... 57 of them were, like, actual things where you're just swimming in the water and then, oops, a shark eats you, okay? Okay. Like, come on. Come on. We, like, I really don't understand it. Like, sharks are, like, it's the same thing with bees. And I used to be scared of bees very much. But it's, like, if you're not directly provoking them, if you're, like, swatting them or, like, attacking their nest, like, then they're gonna bite you or sting you. But, like... like, it just doesn't happen. It just blows my mind. Okay, so next. Moving on. I will admit, I did have one sea creature that very much scared me. Y'all know in Finding Nemo, when there's the scene where Dory and Marlin? I don't know his name. Nemo's dad. They're, like, going into the deep depths of, like, some... I don't know, the ocean, and there's that fish with, like, the light bulb on its head and the long teeth, like, the teeth, like, that are, like, the size of a Subway foot long. Like, maybe I'm getting a little bit of the thalassophobia that y'all are getting, but at the same time, let's be realistic here. That fish, like, doesn't go up to the water level. So if you're swimming, you are not going to be seeing that fish. And here's another thing. Most of those videos that you see on, like, TikTok or whatever of, like, scary fish in the ocean, those are, like, scuba divers that are, like, 3 miles. Like, they are swimming in the crust of the earth at that point, and that's where they're seeing, like, these real, just, like, some real questionable sea creatures. But it's, like, you as a person, unless you're actively putting on scuba gear and going all the way down there, you're not going to be dealing with that, okay? That is not ever going to be an issue. So, like, the way in which people legitimately, like, I have friends that won't go in the water at the beach because they're scared of sharks.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
So anyways, that is one part of it. Now, the next part, I kind of have a personal story, I almost died story to bring it all in. We're going to talk about, like, the actual, like, the water, and the ocean and the waves, okay? So, first of all, I just want to say I was born and grew up in literally the most landlocked place ever. We had, like, one lake near us. And so basically, like, no experiences in bodies of water outside of pools. But fun fact, I don't know if I've ever said this before. This might be a little reveal. I am a trained lifeguard, which is real funny because if someone was drowning in front of me, I would absolutely not be able to save them. They would be drowning. I would be attending the funeral. Probably would be going to therapy. But it's like, I'm a lifeguard. I did all my training when I was like 13 or 14, which, by the way, I don't know who's in charge of training children to become lifeguards, but 13 and 14 year olds should not be entrusted to save, like, lives. Like, there's no way that me, a 13-year-old, would be able to pull out, like, a 300-pound adult. And here's why. Here's the actual reasoning why. In our lifeguard training, we had to carry these bricks that were literally only 20 pounds. And we had to swim 20 laps with them, with this 20-pound brick. And then at the end of the 20 laps, we had to drop it down to the deep end of the pool, swim down, and swim up with it. When I tell you, I made it 6 of those laps. And then they were like, okay, you know what? Well, let's just see if you can, like, pick it up from the bottom of the pool in the deep end. So I was like, okay. So I go over to the deep end. I drop my brick in, and I cannot pull it up. I inhaled so much water into my lungs. I literally thought I myself was going to drown. It was not good. Somehow, still passed my lifeguard training, and I am legally registered as a lifeguard. So, that is, like, another thing that I don't understand about where I live, how they just hand things out. Like, how I got my driver's license at 14, that makes no sense. How I got my lifeguarding permit at 14, that makes no sense. I really live in the Texas of Canada. Anyways, so that's kind of my experience with water, and I was always put in swimming lessons as a kid, so I have that, like, natural, like, enjoyment of water. It's never been anything that's been scary to me at all. But what I think we really need to focus the danger on is not oceans, although they do have, like, some issues. I want to talk about lakes, okay? Lakes. We don't really, I feel like none of us really think about how nasty and crusty lakes really are, but I want you to think about it. So an ocean, it is salt water. It's huge and it's constantly being filtered and recycled. Like, the water has places to go, people to see. and it's always like mixing with each other. The water you dip your little toes in one day is going to be like next to Japan the next day. It's like it feels like very fresh. And then we have lakes. Lakes are literally just sitting there. And we don't talk about this, but they're literally just sitting there in a hole of mud. And it's not even salt water. You know, salt water disinfects, like, it's hard for germs to really live in salt water. In lakes, that thing is just teeming with bacteria. I am sure that, like, in the future, we're going to have another pandemic, and it's going to be because some wench in Alabama was, like, inhaling lake water and then inhaled, like, Shrek's sperm. And then that causes, like, Swamp 34. I don't know. Lakes are disgusting. Now, beyond that, the beaches are never nice at lakes. We don't talk about that either. Like, so many people, like lake weekend, going to the lake. Ugh. But then you get there. There's no sand for the most part. It's literally just mud or dirt and then water. That doesn't sound like fun to me, and I don't know if it sounds like fun to you, but more often than not, lakes are not, it's not pretty, it's not picturesque, it's only fun because it's like a body of water that's not the ocean, and it's especially fun if you like live somewhere far away from the ocean, then it's like, okay, like I have a lake to go to, I can go kayak, I can go paddleboard, do my water activities, and then it's like, okay, yeah. I guess it could be fun in that circumstance, but literally you can pick up brain eating amoebas from a lake. You can just be swimming and a molecule of water will enter your system and it'll be a brain eating amoeba and literally just eat your brain and you'll be gorked. So like it's really scary. I don't understand. I always dread like going to the lake. It's not a fun time. I also just Googled if gorked was a slur, and it's not. So we're good. According to BBC America, gorked is an informal adjective some UK doctors use to describe a patient who is unresponsive and nonverbal. I don't know why that verb is in my brain. But anyways, I don't know why I thought that was a slur. Who would that be a slur to? People who with brain eating amoebas? Anyways. Like what? Anyways, so moving on, back to oceans. Sorry, we talked about lakes. Actually, wait, we'll get into oceans right after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The waves are toppling over you. You're but a small crab on the beach of life, and you see the nature's waves pass over you in a perfect path. Okay, Ben, shut up. Anyways, so I once almost drowned, and this was after I got my lifeguarding membership, or not membership, certification. I was in Hawaii. No. Mexico. I was in Mexico with my mother. I think this was in Puerto Vallarta. Beautiful place, by the way. Can't wait to go back. I miss Mexico so much. I was in Puerto Vallarta. And I was just swimming. Like this, I'm not even gonna like lie to you. I'm not gonna drag this out. This is a very quick little anecdote. But I was just swimming. And I had this little boogie board, which is like this small like foam board that you can kind of ride waves on, like on your belly. It's not like something you stand on, but it's very fun, very much a good time regardless. It's a boogie. They call it boogie board for a reason, because it's a big old boogie. Anyways, I was just riding it like along the waves, and then I noticed that like the waves started getting bigger, and at first I was like, ooh, fun. And my mom was like off somewhere, like reading her book. So I was just like unattended, this unattended 14-year-old lifeguard in Mexico, just going in the waves. And all of a sudden, this wave comes along that like caps over my head, and it was big, like literally two times maybe the size of me as a 14-year-old, and just fully like shoots my board out and like covers me completely. And I'm like, that's awkward. Also, my furnace just turned on, and I thought there was a murderer. Which, by the way, you have a more likely chance of someone busting into your house and killing. Did y'all hear that? What was that sound? Did I just hallucinate that sound? I'm going to go back to the recording afterwards and listen to this. What was that timestamp? Time 1726. I swear someone just whispered in my ear. Anyways, that's really scary after I just mentioned someone killing. Anyways, you have a more higher chance of someone walking into your house and just killing you than getting eaten by a shark. But now that I said that, I'm actually scared. And I'm right next to the furnace room. So anyways, now that I'm scared, this wave just completely like goes over top of me, and I'm like, okay. But in my mind, I was really freaking out, and I inhaled, like I like fully inhaled a bunch of salt water. If you've ever felt that, it's a really terrifying feeling. It like shuts down your whole throat, and you can't even like swallow it, and you like almost throw up. So I'm like, this is swag. This is very fun for me to be experiencing right now. I can't wait to literally come home in a body bag. So I was, now this wave like really caught me off guard, and it swept me out like a fat distance. So I am now like far-ish from the shore, and the waves are getting bigger. Now I was more prepared for these. The boogie board was gone. She was dead, but I was like a little bit more prepared. So the wave would come and the water would pull you out even more, but I'd be like trying to push my way back in like towards the shoreline. And I was like using all my strength, and then the wave would come like smash over me. And literally it took like, I think 10 minutes, but I finally got back, and I was like traumatized. I was like still coughing up like salt water. I was like, like, it was a little bit scary. So when I say I can't relate to y'all scared of the ocean, I guess I can understand a little bit. But like, that was just me being stupid. So like if you're a good swimmer and you're just careful, there's literally no threat to like being in the ocean. Like, sorry to the 127 people that got attacked by a shark. Like, I don't know, you like yell at it or something. Be like, no, shark, what are you doing, silly? Ah, go away. And then I think it'd probably swim away. It's 4 a.m., I think. Oh, I thought I said p.m. and I was very confused. Anyways, so that's kind of my thoughts on swimming. Now, pools. You know what? We're just going to cover every body of water, every recreational body of water. Pools, on the other hand, I feel like a lot more people die at pools. You can slip and just crack your head open, and your brain will just roll into the deep end. I'm off the deep. No. I'm not singing because I literally sang 10 seconds of an Ed Sheeran song in my most recent YouTube video. Or actually, no, not most recent, by the time this goes up, the Ed Sheeran video, and I literally got copyright striked by Ed Sheeran. Now, albeit I literally make fun of him for 12 minutes straight, so like, Eddie, I can't understand, but Eddie, please take it back. I didn't mean to. I feel myself going delirious. I meant to point this out at the start of the episode. Look, you see behind me the fish, the aquarium, it's back, baby. I realized I needed a green screen for a video, so I put back up the $1 green poster cards from the dollar store, and we have the green screen back, baby. when will like the day come when I actually like get a studio? I've been to like actual like YouTubers' like places. This is such a tangent away from talking about the ocean, but I just want to quickly touch on it. I have been to like YouTubers' like houses or apartments that are just for making YouTube videos. So they'll literally have like two apartments in the same building, and then one of them will be an entire apartment just for filming videos. And they have a whole setup. Like, it literally feels like you're walking on a movie set. They have like scaffolding and like this giant like $30,000 camera. Will the day ever come that I have that? I don't think so. I have the luck where if I own that kind of equipment, it would fall on my head and kill me and squish me. So I feel very safe with my iPhone on a little $20 tripod and my $1 green screen. But I also don't feel safe because I literally swear to God, I heard someone whisper in my ear. They're like, I don't even know what word it was. It was really scary, though. I can't think about it. Anyways, back to the oceans. Also, I'm readjusting my buttocks because they literally feel compressed and flat. Very much not giving WAP, giving inverted. What am I saying? Anyways, back to pools. I think pools, out of all the bodies of water, well, actually, lakes take the cake for like most dangerous. I'd say pools are second because for a few reasons, to be honest. As a kid, I literally despised like the change rooms at the pool. I, to this day, there's like no one that I can be shirtless in front of unless it's like I get the one time a year, the one day a year where I'm like, I'm gonna take shirtless pictures for Instagram, and then I do it. And then I never look in the mirror at my abdomen for the rest of the year. So I always hated like changing rooms at pools. And it was just like the thought of like a 70-year-old man with his like literal Italian sausage just there, just hanging out, looking at me change made me want to throw up, and to this day makes me want to throw up. It's so scary. I hate change rooms. I think that is one thing that should be changed. Change the change rooms. Hashtag change the change rooms. So I feel like it'd be so easy to get kidnapped in a change room. And this was my fear growing up all the time, because the amount of times that I would be in a change room and like my mom would be in the women's one and I would have to be in the male one by myself, and I would be in there with like one literal like 70-year-old man just there by himself, and I'm like, you could literally just put me in a tote bag and take me into your van, and then that's the end of Ben of the Week. Like, really scary. So that's one reason. Number two being you could just slip and fall at any point and just crack your head open. Been over that. Number three, they let 14-year-olds be lifeguards. I know from personal experience, and that is just real sick and twisted. I like, if you drown in a pool, I really don't think you're gonna get saved. Maybe some places are better, but at least the pools that I have been to, I just know people have done the diddly old die there. So it's just, but pools are really fun. To be honest, like, that's one thing I really haven't been to since the pandemic. Like, almost everything I've, like, kind of, like, done in some capacity. Like, I've been to the movie theater. Did I go to an amusement park? I didn't do that. Did I go to a concert? I didn't do that either. Never mind. But I really would love to go back to a pool or, like, a water park. I think that would be so damn fun to go on a water slide. Like, what? Sorry. Back to near-death experiences. This is a little quick throwback about pools. So when I worked at Bubba Gump Shrimp Co., did I literally just bring Bubba Gump in the last episode? That's really ill. I hate giving them this much free promo. They really suck. Anyways, so the restaurant that I worked at, the shrimp restaurant, was in a mall, the biggest mall in North America, by the way, I will have you know. And like four stores down from us was like I think North America's biggest indoor water park. It is this huge, humongous water park with like 20 different water slides, this huge wave pool. Like, it's actually huge. Search up West Edmonton Mall Water Park if you want to see what I'm talking about. And I'm working in the gift shop one day and I see like this girl just like randomly browsing in the gift shop, but she's like not even looking, like she just has this blank stare like she's seen a ghost. And I was like trying to be a like salesperson. I was like, hey, welcome to Bubba Gump, can I help you find anything? And she's like, no. And I was like making conversation. I'm like, did you go to the water park? Because like I noticed like her hair was wet. And she's like, oh yeah. And then she proceeds to tell me that she was in the lineup for this water slide that they had just installed, like literally around the same time I started working there. It's one of those water slides where you start standing up and it like closes around you like you're getting freaking cryo frozen. And then the floor, like it counts down from 10 and then the floor drops out from under you. And I poop you not. It's literally a loop de loop. It does a full like loop and you go upside down in a water slide. What crackhead thought of that? I truly don't know. Look it up. Like I said, West Edmonton Mall Water Park. Anyways, this girl told me that while she was in line for one of the water slides, this person had their thumb stuck in the closing door. And I guess the lifeguard or the side attendant didn't see. The floor drops out from under them and their thumb literally rips off. And just like plops down like right next to everyone in the lineup. And this person is going like, I don't know, 100 miles per hour upside down this slide, literally bleeding out their hand. Their thumb is now like a kilometer away from them. Boy, bruh. So pools, there's just so much that can go wrong. So ocean, number one. Pools, number two. Lakes, avoid at all costs. Thank you for listening to this aquatic rant. Please tweet me your near-death experiences using the hashtag IAmOutsidePodcast. I'm going to do an episode very soon where I read your guys' near-death experiences. If you wouldn't mind, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It truly helps a ton. If you're watching the video version, you can stream the audio version on any platform. And if you're listening to the audio version, you can watch the video version on my YouTube channel. Well, my second YouTube channel. I almost died. I will talk to y'all very soon, next Wednesday. See you then. I love you so much. Take care. Better the weekends.